You guys faced Tom Brady not that long ago, a few weeks ago. Now you're facing the best offense, at least on paper. Is a tough stretch. I mean, do you feel like you guys are playing your best football right now that you can't stop Carson Palmer and company?
I wouldn't say the best football because we still got a lot of mistakes out there. But I guess after the season, you can ask me that again. You know, see where we end up. But I think overall, our defense do have a lot that we got to handle this week as far as, you know, their receivers. And, you know, they got a nice running game. I mean, they play well together, put it like that. They play well together. I think that communication is, you know, phenomenal. And those guys, you can just tell that they on one page. So we got to make sure we stay on one page and kind of disrupt their timing and, you know, get after Carson.
Is this in your mind the toughest offense you will face, even though you have faced Brady, even though you guys struggled with Detroit and others?
Well, I think, they are dealing with a couple injuries at running back, but I think this the top team that we played that's healthy, you know, so, and then we're healthy too, so I think it's going to be even. It's just all about who wants it more.
All that smoothness.
Yeah, all that Nivea.
You pass rush. You guys got that pass rush. I mean, you didn't get a tremendous amount of sacks, but they had holding penalties and, you know, incompletions. Can you talk about where that pass rush is right now and how important it is?
The pass rush is on the rise still. Keep going, man. I mean, we just keep trying to get better each week, and we knew we got three games to make it happen, you know, to get in these playoffs. And we know we had to turn it up a little bit as far as, you know, making sure we get after the quarterback. And, I mean, like we say, sacks come in bunches. So when one started off, that's when kind of people start feeding off that. So it's all about breaking the ice.
Palmer, you kind of know where he's going to be too, right? Mm-hmm. He's not like Tyron. Can
well, talk about I can put it, he can run now, okay. You know, but he's – I'd rather him beat us with his legs than his arm, you know, so I like my chances.
How much does it help, you know, last week, I mean, Fletcher was getting the quarterback. How much does it help up front when guys are creating that disruption up front and then, you know, you guys can just come in here and clean up too?
I mean, it feels good, man, especially when you start off fast too and you go up on them and they come from behind, you know. It's only a couple of things they could do. They're not trying to run the ball too much because they don't want the time to keep going. They want to make sure they, you know, at least give themselves time to try to come back. So that's when we kind of like pin our ears back to try to go get them. And that's what type of situation we're trying to have them by starting off fast and finishing fast.